Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah are being learned Mishchos Hasabas Rachol Shishu Bezeichet Avayin Ruzivik Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing levels of Tumah. And if you remember, in the previous Mishnah we learned about standard Avayis HaTumah. Remember, an Av is a source Tumah, and we learned just the basic idea that when we have a source Tumah, an Av Tumah, if that touches something that's called Maga, it's Metameit, it transfers Tumah to it. In most situations, that thing which is touched becomes a Rishon, going down a level from Av to Rishon. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Lamala Mehem, more than them. In other words, here we're going on to a higher level of Chumra of Tumah. We're still discussing Avayis HaTumah, but here they're going to be Tameh to even a greater and more Chumra extent. So which ones are these referring to? Number one, Nevela. This is an animal that died without Shechita. And Umechatas Shi Yeshban Kedei Hazayah. Mechatas is the water and ashes Pardum mixed together that's used to be Metahir Mesim. If there is enough here to do Hazah, to sprinkle on someone to be Metahir them, that's also a higher level Avayis HaTumah. Now what does that mean? They're higher level. They're matame a person bimasa, carrying, and that's matame begadim bimaga. So masa means carrying, as we just said. And the chiddush by masa is that even though, let's say the nevela, for example, is not being touched, it's just being carried. For example, it's being carried on a plate, or it's being dragged along by a rope. So the person himself is not physically touching the nevela, it doesn't make a difference, it's still matame him. Now besides the fact that it's matame him, also we said that it's matame begadim bimaga. It's matame his clothing or other clothing as well, through touch. What's that chedesh? So this is an added level. And we know that a rishon latoma is not able to be metame people or kalim. So for example, when a person touches an av, he becomes a rishon. Now if he touches somebody else or kalim, such as his own clothing, they're not tame because they can't become a sheni. Now masa, as we just learned, is an exception to that. While a person is carrying tama, for example, he's carrying a piece of nevela, that not only makes him a rishon, but if he at that very same time touches another person or kalim, they also become a rishon. The Mishnah concludes with further clarification. V'chashuche begadim. This word v'chashuche means this excludes begadim, which literally means clothing, but it's also referring to other kalim as well. Bimaga, with touch, namely, as we had just said before, that if a person had touched a nevela and he became tame, and then he touched begadim, that's not going to be metame them. In other words, if he's not carrying the nevela or the mechatas, he's just touching it, so that's not going to be able to transfer the tuma to other people or to kalim. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. L'mala mehen, even more chamer than we just mentioned, is the following: Bayal Nida, a man who's Bayal, he cohabits, he lives with a Nida, that's a woman who's Tameh with Nida, as we're going to discuss a little bit later. If he's Bayal her, he himself becomes an Avatoma. And now why is this a higher level? Because Shehu Metame Mishkav Tachtoin Ke'elyoin. He's Metame by way of Mishkav Tachtoin, just like Elyoin. Now all this requires explanation. Mishkav means that which is laid down on, such as a bed. And we're going to see a little bit more about this Tumah a little bit later on in the Mishnah. It's also often called Midras, which literally means to step on or trample, and its chumra is as follows: anything that this person lays down on, sits on, or even leans his body weight on becomes tameh, even though he only touched the upper layer. For example, let's say there's 10 mattresses stacked one on top of another, and this person, this Bayal Nida, sits on the top one. All of them are tameh, even though he's only sitting on the top one, and he's maybe only touching the top one. It doesn't make a difference. This is called mishkav tachtoin, that which he is laying down on or sitting on, and it is tachtoin, it is underneath him, that is going to become tameh. Now what does this mean? Ka'elyoin. So it's actually referring to the elyoin of a zav. As we're going to see a little bit later on in Mishnah, if something is placed on top of a zav, it becomes tamei. Now the question is, what level toma? So that's where we're going to see a little bit of a kula in this. It only becomes a reshine. Therefore, going back to what we just mentioned, this fellow who is Bayal Nida, he's metame mishkav tachtoin ke'elyoin. That means that even though he's an avatoma and he's able to transfer toma in this very chamer way of mishkav, it's only the level of toma which is like elyoin of a zav, namely a reshin. So going back to our example where he sat on the top of a stack of 10 mattresses, so all those mattresses become tameh, but they only become a reshin, not an avatoma. Moving on to the next level, l'mala mehen, more chamer than all the ones we previously mentioned in the previous two mishnayos and this mishnah as well, is the following: zayvish al zav verukai v'shechva zaroi umeme raglov. All these things that come from a zav. So let's pause and explain. We're going to see a zav a little bit later on in the mishnah, and this is something that we do not have nowadays. Back in times of mishnah and the gemara, they were experts at understanding different secretions that came from the body, and that's what a zav is. He had some sort of zav, which literally means flow, come from his private part. It was determined that this flow is tameh, and that makes him a very high level tumah called a zav. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that the zav, this flow that came from the zav, or his reik, his spit, or his shechva zara, which means his semen, or his meiraglayim, which is his urine. Also, the Mishnah continues, v'dam hanida, blood which is considered nida blood. We know that a woman has a cycle that that she goes through every single month where there's some blood that's excreted from her body, that's called dam nidos, blood of nida. So that also has a very high level toma. And all these things we just mentioned that come from a zav or a nida, they're a higher level than we just said before. In which way? Shein metamin bimaga ubimasa, they're metamin with maga and masa. Namely, not just like the previous case where we mentioned that if a person is carrying something and then he touches kalim, he's going to metamin those kalim. Here it's also even if he's just touching these things. So if a person who's touching the zav from a zav and then he touches other kalim, he's going to metamin them. We go on to another level, malamahem, even more chomer than them, merkav. Literally, this means riding. In other words, something that's dafka meant for riding, something that a zav rode on, or that's miyul rechiva. For example, the pommel of a saddle. Pommel is P-O-M-M-E-L. That's the front part of the saddle. That's like that knob sticking up that you hold onto while riding the animal. So that's miyul rechiva. It's not meant for sitting on. You don't sit on it. It's meant for riding. So that's metame even a higher level of toma. Namely, when a zav used it for riding, it actually becomes an avatoma, not just a rishain. And also, shu metame tachas evin misama. As metame, even if it's underneath a heavy rock. That's what evin misama means. Very heavy rock that's not going to be moved. For example, if the zav was on a rock and underneath the rock with something that's miyul rechiva, so it becomes tame. And then if a tar person sat on the rock, he becomes tame because he's on top of this thing which is tame, even though he's not actually touching it. He's on a rock which is on top of it. He still is tame. The Mishnah continues, l'malam in Merkav, even higher level than Merkav is mishkav, which literally means sitting on. Why is that chamor? Sheshava magoy l'masoi, touching it is similar to carrying it. Namely, the same way that when a person carries something that is zav sat on, he becomes tame. It's the same thing, even if it's touched. And again, the level of tum is going to be an avatoma, and l'malam in a mishkav, even higher than mishkav, is hazav, as zav himself, not something that zav sat on or touched or rode on, rather the person himself who's a zav. What's that chomra? Shazav is a mishkav. A zav himself creates a mishkav, and it's really not a chiddush. We already know this from our previous explanations, that when a zav sits on something, for example, it's not only the tamei thing that he's sitting on, but everything underneath him as well, even though he's not touching it, and it's tamei to the high level of avatoma. However, says mishnah, ain't mishkav is a mishkav. A mishkav itself can't create a mishkav. If one of these things that the zav sat on was now placed on something else, that doesn't transfer this high level Tomas Mishkov. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey with even higher levels of Toma. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.